Alishu chilek beis daf yud dalid. Darkeinu bevisus einanim, approach in establishing the matter. Loimed hasefer imtza bo hamon tzitatos mipesukim ma'amri chazal rishon v'achronim. Anyone who learns the sefer will find numerous quotations, psukim, statements of chazal, rishonim and achronim. Ha'inanim shebaim anu oskim hem sugyos be'agadeta. The concepts we're dealing with are sugyos in agadeta. Agadeta is different to the regular learning of Gemara. Sham nimtzes Gemara haladaf. When one learns Gemara, it's written on the page. V'alav harif v'haroish. We have the Rishonim. V'kalus nimtza mefarshim v'apuiskim hashechim l'sugya. It's very easy to find the relevant commentaries to the sugya. Reiv sugyos haagadeta mefuzaroiz al pnei hashas. In contrast, most sugyos dealing with Agadeta are scattered in Shas. Ma'amri Chazal b'imkomois shanim b'Shas u'midrashim. There are statements of Chazal, but they appear in different places, scattered in Shas and the Midrashim. Halacha b'ilchus teshuvah. It might be a statement of the Rambam, ilchus teshuvah. Keta b'Ramban al haTorah. It's a certain section of the Ramban in his commentary to the Torah. Uva'kuzari, a certain section in the Kuzari. Hashayachim lazeh. That might be relevant, but difficult to find. Me'atim hem mefarshei Agadeta. There are few commentaries to Agadeta. Ha'maharsha shebiladav ein lilmod Agadeta klal. Maharsha, without whose words one should not learn Agadeta at all, meaning it's indispensable. Ha'maharal v'aturas chayim al kama masachtois. Those commentaries on few masachtois ve'ot burim mefuzarim v'chamas forim, and scattered explanations in various forim. Ba'acharonim hem rabbeisenu ba'alei ha'musar. When we get to the Acharonim, it's the Ba'alei ha'musar shechidshu derech ha'limud be'agadeta, who innovated certain ways of learning Agadeta. U'mehem higdil ha'ases admoir maran Rabbi Yochanan Halevi nishmaso eden. He was a prominent exponent of this. U'vikvasem lech gam anachnu, we're going to follow the footsteps lefi kotzer hasagaseinu ve'oimek ha'musag. Of course, the limitation of our understanding and the depth of the material. Haloimedes ha'sefer anochichi u'motze ba'moin tzitatois. The person is learning this volume and finds lots of quotations. Al yachshev ki ha'mechaber chipes mekoros kedei lefatem es dvarav. Should not think that the author searched for sources in order to bolster his words and conclusions. Ki na'afoichu, it's quite the opposite. Hu tarach b'si'ata d'ishmai levarer l'atzmo sugyos b'avida. The author toiled with divine assistance to clarify to himself certain sugyos. Umikibutz kol ha'mekoros shematza, and by collecting all the sources that he found through that process, nivnesa lo ha'maskana lema'aseh. That process allowed the conclusion to be derived, b'derech ha'she'elech b'ha, concerning the path to follow. Achshav, now, kasher ha'sefer lefaneinu im kol ha'mekoros shebo, when the book is complete with all the sources, yesh l'rois b'zeh atzmoi toilus, there's a certain benefit to that in and of itself. Shalimet yisragel b'gishah l'mekoros, that the student should accustom himself to approach the sources, to refer to the sources, v'lo yimtzetz l'atzmoi sefaros min ha'etzba b'inene avodah, rather than sucking out of one's thumb all sorts of sefaros in concepts of avodah. V'chim dume, it seems to me, shalimet es ha'sefer, one who learns the sefer, v'yayen heitev b'mekoros ha'muvaim bo, and studies well the sources that are cited, yiknelatzmobikus daigdoila, will first of all acquire quite a substantial knowledge of the sources, vegam derech limud, and furthermore a methodology of learning, b'idenei ha'gadeta ha'amukim, in these deep concepts. Admoira yayomer, Rabbi Yerucham Leibovich of Mir, used to say, Kalimud be'agadeta harbe yosek Hashem yasher b'shmatasa. He used to say that learning Agadeta is far more difficult than regular studies of Gemara and Halacha. V'ze pashut, it's an obvious point. B'shmatasa ratzu Chazal legalois es ha'tamun b'mishna v'es halacha. Chazal wanted to reveal what's inherent and what's hidden in the Mishnah, and they wanted to reveal the Halacha. U'lehefech be'agadeta. In Agadeta, it's quite the contrary, quite the opposite. That's why lehastir advarim. They wanted as much as possible to hide the matter. Levali shatu by medayim zaroi, so that the concepts will not be abused by foreigners and those who should not see the ideas. So if in those matters that they wanted to reveal in regular Gemara learning, we need to work so hard in order to understand them. So in matters where Chazal wanted to conceal, all the more so, it is difficult. The Gra in his commentary to Mishlei Perek Ches writes that in Agadata there is Musar and Seidois, secrets, the mystical ideas. I made a note for myself over here. The Maharal in Be'er HaGoyla, in Be'er Shishi, on page Kuf Lamedaled in the standard editions, writes Agadois, Shekol Sisrei Tira Uchokhma Tsefunim Sham, Lemi Sheida Leavin. He says that in Agadata all the secrets of the Torah and Chokhma are hidden there for those who know how to understand it. Very much along the same lines as the Goyin. Back to the text, Hevei Omer le'agadata nitan lageshes b'shtei drachim. The Gra is indicating that Agadata can be approached in one of two ways. Oy mitzad musar, either from the perspective of musar, oy mitzad pimiyus ha-Torah she'i chokhmas ha-Kavanah. Or one can approach Agadata from the perspective of the inner dimensions of Torah, which is Kabbalah. Lanu ein esek b'nisterois, statement of Chazal themselves, don't get involved in nisterois. So I'm going to establish things according to principles I received from my teachers. They had enormous knowledge also of Kabbalah. However, one should know that approaching Chazal not from the perspective of Musar nor from the perspective of Kabbalah, Zoi gisha meuvetes, meruma umrama. That's a distorted approach, which is deceitful and misleading. Kamuvan, kalu lakachas eze ma'amar Chazal. Of course, it's easy to take some statement of Chazal. Lakshes alav kamaku she has to ask you up al kashas on it. Lavi oid ze membra, or lakshes gamalia, to bring a third statement of Chazal and to ask something on it. Letaretz kol akushias alade ezo membra shlishis, to resolve all the problems by citing a further statement, and then to derive some Musar conclusion from it. And to refer to this endeavor as a shmuz. Those who manufacture these shmuzen should know full well that the benefit of their sichois is almost nil. The listeners will easily discern that it's a drosha and not a shmuz. All of this stems from the sorry mistake. The mistake of thinking that somebody who is capable in Gemara and can give a shiur in Gemara automatically somehow knows how to also give a proper sicha in musar. As Chazal put it, within 200 is 100, meaning it's a mistake to think that somebody who knows how to learn Gemara necessarily and automatically also knows how to say sichas musar. As we said above, Agadata mechila musar v'sedeis. Agadata contains both musar and Kabbalah. It can be approached by those who have knowledge of Kabbalah, not from second-hand and third-hand sources, or it can be approached by those who are involved in Musar. Whatever is being said in Musar, it must begin with the person who is saying it. Who asaki matzmoi? He delved into himself. Vechatar lasik ezo in madriga me'amalos elenois shenitu b'mitzvois aseh. And he tried, he strove to attain some level of those supreme levels that were given as mitzvois aseh. Here the author's paraphrasing Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaarei Teshuvah, in the third part, Perek Yud Gimel, I think it's a statement of Rabbeinu Yonah that the author quotes a number of times in both volumes, that the supreme levels were given as mitzvahs aseh. So this person has tried to attain certain levels, umatzal darko ev negif, and on his path he found obstacles, mitzad midoisav yitzarav, in the form of negative midois and certain inclinations, vishtadel esalkan, and he made an effort to remove them, uvaze yitzliach lisroi leatzmo derech aliyah mesuyemes, and thereby he succeeded in paving for himself a certain path of growth. Who, such an individual, mitoch nisyonosav ele, through his own experiences, yachol leaviv gam eskshim av le'aliyah, he can bring those who hear him also to grow. He can motivate them to grow. V'davar yadu etzel oskim b'musar, it's well known among those who are involved in musar. Ki ha'oyved im atzmoi, a person is involved in improving himself. Toich kedei avoidasoi me'irim lo ma'amrei chazal be'opnimi. Through the process of avoida, the statements of Chazal become illuminated. V'yesh she ma'amrei chazal me'irim lo yisaderich yelech ba. The steps of Chazal point to him, the path, illuminate the path that he should follow, and also give him a certain inner vitality. And all this without making a particular effort to understand the statement of Chazal. The actual involvement in the Avodah has cast light on the statement of Chazal. It's from that inner work that a true sichas musar stems. Kol hamatzu etzel inanim ele, anyone involved in these concepts, yoidea kamakalu leramoises hashim im, knows how easy it is to deceive those who hear, the audience, velasim lifneim divrei musar mezuyafim, and to place in front of them false, misleading words of musar. Even those who are involved in Musar, such a person is obligated to battle this challenge, but he doesn't necessarily always succeed. Adkan.